Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Today I want to speak on the title, Delivered from the Mouth of the Lion. Delivered from the Mouth of the Lion. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 16. The Apostle Paul said, he was in prison in Rome awaiting execution as he understood. He said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. As he came before the trial, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, and by me the preaching, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. He will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul says, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. Paul is speaking here not of physical protection, but of spiritual protection on his life. Because as he came before Emperor Nero, perhaps his first defense, and then he was released, he's not talking about being delivered from death in the physical, because he already said in this chapter, he said, I am now already being offered as an offering unto the Lord. And he said, the time of my departure is at hand. Paul knew that he would not be delivered in a physical sense from prison and from the trial he was in. But he said, I have been delivered out of the mouth of the lion. He was facing threat. He was facing intimidation. He was facing fears. But he said, there's no trial. There is no abandonment. There's no mistreatment of people. There's no resentment. There's no martyrdom. Nothing can undermine my faith. Nothing can undermine my faith. I will stand strong in the Lord. He says, even if I stand alone, and people forsook him because they didn't want to be identified with him at that point for fear of their own lives and their own martyrdom. But he said, even if no one stands with me, I will stand alone because the Lord stands with me. He said, the Lord stood by me. No man stood with me, but the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 20. Daniel 6 and verse 20. The king came to the den where Daniel had been cast to the lions, and the king said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God, whom you serve continually, able to deliver you from the lions? Is your God able to deliver you from the lions? And that's the question that's in my spirit this morning. Is your God, the God who you serve, is he able to deliver you from the lions? Maybe you're here this morning and you feel like you've been cast to the lions. You've been thrown to the lions. And we know that expression is used to indicate circumstances and situations that we are cast into at times for which we are ill-equipped or unprepared. Anyone here this morning that's been cast to the lions? Is your God able to deliver you in your circumstances? Is your God able to deliver you in your trial? Is he able to give you victory? What kind of God do you serve? What kind of heart do you have toward the God who you serve? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to devour every person. He wants to take a bite out of our faith. He wants to cast us down. He wants to defeat us. He wants to keep us from the victory of Christ. Your adversary, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We're all fighting the same battles. Maybe not qualitatively or quantitatively at all times, but we're all fighting the same battles, the same forces, the same spirit that comes against us. Is your God able to deliver you? Is your God able to deliver you? God wants to put a lion heart in us, the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah, that our God can deliver us. Richard, the lion-hearted. Elizabeth, the lion-hearted. Stephen, the lion-hearted. Paul, the lion-hearted. Peter, the lion-hearted. Daniel, the lion-hearted. God wants to put a lion heart into us. The Bible says that the men of David, their faces were like the faces of lions. They would not cower at the enemy. They would let nothing hold them back from the victory and the conquest of the Lord. And the Lord wants to put that spirit in us. Sometimes our faith can fail us, it seems, and our emotions sag. But the Lord wants to build us up today and give us victory over the enemy. Paul says, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lions. Psalm 57, verses 4 to 6. My soul is among lions. Voices and adversaries, maybe accusers, maybe abandonment, stress and pressure. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit for me before me into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Psalm 58 and verse 6, break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Break the teeth of the young lions. Break the teeth of our oppressors, those enemies, those forces, those stresses that come against us. Now let's go to Daniel chapter 6, the great story of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel, 85 years of age. You'd think the battles would get easier. But they don't seem to, do they? Daniel facing some of the greatest pressure he's ever faced in his life because there are men that are subversive. They're plotting against him. Enemy forces, satanic warfare is against him even though he's 85 years of age. And he's fighting the battles of the Lord. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 3, it says, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And with that came envy. With that came accusation and criticism. And the king gave thought to setting Daniel over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as was his custom since early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God, and they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said before the king, that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, "Know, king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed." So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Next verse, 18. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. And no musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before God. Because I was found innocent before God, and also, O king, I have done no wrong before you." Now the king was exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. Because he believed in his God. And the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. The Apostle Paul says, "I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. I was delivered out of the attack, the spirit that was against me to undermine my faith and destroy who I was to be in God. Is your God whom you serve able to deliver you?" The Apostle Paul said, there's nothing that can separate me from the love of Christ. Not tribulation, not distress, not famine, unemployment, neither height nor depth, highs and lows, principalities and powers of darkness, present circumstances, circumstances to come. Nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. He says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Is your God able to deliver you? Is your God, the one whom you serve, able to deliver you from the lions? And there should be a shout in our spirit, "Lord, it's the truth. You will deliver us. You will help us. Though we are tested and tried, though men may plot against us, those words be spoken, though daggers go into our soul at times, though we be abandoned, though we face warfares, and though we face difficult trial, the Lord will deliver us out of the lion's mouth, and we will stand in our faith, and we will surrender to the Lord and live in his power." Now, there were three qualities about Daniel that brought deliverance to him. And these are important for us today. The Lord wants us to understand and know these things. And the first thing was, Daniel said these words. He said his innocency before God brought him victory. Innocency before God. Daniel 6:22, "My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me." This is obviously a very important matter, that we have a clear conscience before God, that we walk with a very transparent and open spirit before the Lord, that we do not hide sin or hide darkness in our hearts. Daniel lived a holy life. And holy life, holy means separated. It means a different life than the world. It speaks of somebody who is very meticulous in their walk before the Lord, very precise. We know that we must walk in the faith of our fathers. And one of the things Daniel teaches us above all other men is how precise we must be in our walk before the Lord. He was conscious day and night of the holiness required on his life how carefully to walk before the Lord. Religion is serious business, as our forefathers told us. It matters how we conduct ourselves. It matters what we give our eyes to and our ears to. That those who walk in holiness, there is a work of the Lord that's done. There is a protection of the Lord that comes upon our lives. Daniel, from a youth, as we read in Daniel chapter 1, that when he was still in his teenage years, he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the diet of Babylon, the food and drink of this world. And we take that in spiritual terms as well. It was food offered to idols in those days. But he said, I will not defile myself with the entertainments and the diet of the world. I'm going to consecrate my life unto the Lord. Even at that point in his teenage years, he began to live a fasted life. He began to separate himself unto the Lord and at times miss meals or take in lesser amounts of food and separate himself unto the Lord. Fasting prayers were never far from Daniel. They were always nearby. And he walked in such a powerful spirit before the Lord because he wanted to maintain spiritual sensitivity. One thing fasting prayers do is they help us to maintain spiritual sensitivity before the Lord. And there's a monitoring of our spirit and of our words and of our hearts in a very direct way. The Lord looks to those that are of a holy spirit. Daniel said, this is one of the things that delivered me from the mouth of the lion. We can't take in whatever we desire and say whatever we want and live however we want and expect that we have that kind of protection and relationship with the Lord. The Lord covers those that walk with him in a very real way. Isaiah 57 and 15. For thus says the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and I dwell with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Those who walk in humility before the Lord, in sensitivity before the Lord says, I dwell with them in a special way, and I move to revive their heart and encourage their soul. Isaiah 66 and verse 2. The Lord says, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. Trembles at my word. Takes my word in his hands and in his heart and aligns his soul and his spirit with him, trembling at the word, Lord, that we would have your word in our hearts and that we would conduct our lives according to your word. Daniel said, because innocency was in my heart before God. That's one reason I was delivered out of the mouth of the lions. Daniel, at 85 years of age, a proven life with the Lord. It's interesting in chapter 9 and chapter 10 of this book of Daniel, three times the angel came and addressed Daniel and said, O man greatly beloved. He'd lived a life to serve the Lord. He'd walked carefully before God. And at the end of those days, the angel said, you are a man greatly loved. It means a man greatly desired by the Lord. This wasn't the estimation that men put on him. This was the estimation of the Lord. The Lord said, you are a man very precious. You are a man greatly desired. Heaven is watching out for you. Heaven is watching over you in a very real way because you've walked a holy life before the Lord. One of the songs I brought through from my childhood that I still sing from time to time because it's so meaningful to me. It's this, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Daniel, is your God who you serve continually able to deliver you from the lions? Yes, Daniel said, because innocency was found in me before the Lord. Secondly, Daniel said, I was delivered because I did not do any hurt to the king. Daniel 6:22, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. This is the matter of loyalty, of submission to authority, of walking with a surrendered spirit under the delegated authorities that God has over our life. And every one of us walk under authority to God and other realms of delegated authority. How important it is that we live with a proper spirit, that we live with loyalty and a steadfast character, that we have respect and honor. Respect is what those in authority deserve. And then beyond respect, we must give honor, the Bible says. Honor is how you make them feel. We can give respect to an authority because of who they are and their position and their placement by God, but honor is how we make them feel. Honor is something that is poured out of the heart in a wonderful way. There are basically three realms of authority, and that is parental, civil, and ecclesiastical. Parental, of course, is the home. Civil is the government of the land. And then ecclesiastical is the house of God, the leaders and those that are over the house of the Lord. Our disposition, our presentation in our submission to authority goes a long way to the protection of our life. The Bible says concerning children that they must be taught to honor their parents, and that it's one of the scriptures that fathers and mothers should bring to their children at a young age so that the Holy Spirit can write those words on their heart. Ephesians chapter 6 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Honor them. Show loving submission. Show regard. Show favor to them. Honor them, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. We understand and know well that children that rebel from their parents, it's not long before they're found in many hurtful snares. There's protection in authority. There's protection in remaining under authority. And that we know that lions lurk in the shadows of temptation. The enemy lurks in the shadows of rebellion. In areas where we take our own will and our own way into our hands. Concerning the laws of the land, the Bible says we should not speak evil of the ruler of the people. That we should not be found as Christians speaking against the leaders of the land in any dimension. That would not be found in us. We would be those that would be praying and we would be believing God for the goodness of the Lord. Romans chapter 13. And verse 1 says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Somehow, in the administration of earth, God is testing and trying the hearts of every person. And he will bring those who have a spirit of faith and believe him. He will bring them out of the confusion and turmoil of this world, the agitation of the nations, and bring them to his heavenly kingdom. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves judgment. Whoever resists the authorities resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive in themselves damnation. Protection is ours as we respond properly to the laws of the land and the government and walk with the right spirit. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. The apostle said, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. He said, honor all men. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. honor the king. And the king at that time was Emperor Nero, who was out persecuting the church in those latter years after the fire of Rome. And yet Peter, who lost his life in those days under Nero and was crucified upside down, as the tradition tells us, he said, honor the king. Honor the king. Don't be found in a place of rebellion. Don't be found in a place of criticism of authority. Other people may say this and that and curse the authorities of the land and the governments and the presidents and prime ministers, but it should not be so in the lives of the people of God, because we know as we honor the king, as we stay under authority, there is a protection on our lives. The Lord will deliver us from the lions of darkness. They will not devour us. They will not be able to take pieces out of our life and destroy us. We walk under the authority of the Lord, and there's protection on our lives. Daniel said, I was delivered from the lions because I did no hurt to the king. No voice in me, no criticism in me against the king that he served. And then we have the ecclesiastical authority, or the house of God. Many leaders in the house of God, many levels of authority. Today, many Christians have cast off the authority of the church and of the elders and leaders and department leaders and ministers of the Lord, but they do it to their own hurt. They do it to the devouring of lions. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. The ministers of the Lord in this house and the department leaders and those who carry ministry responsibility are there for our good. They're seeking to advance and to bless us. I thank God for authority over my life, that I grew up in the house of God under the authority of the church and the leaders of God, because there is protection there. And we escape many hurtful snares. We escape the bite of the lions of darkness, who come to destroy and come to tear and diminish our lives. 1 Thessalonians 5. We beseech you, brothers, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Know those who labor among you, are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. Esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. I honor the leaders of the house of God, district pastors and department leaders and different staff pastors. We must honor, esteem them highly in love for their work's sake. It's one of the ways that we bring blessing on our life. It's one of the ways we bring the protection and the life of God over us. Is your God able to deliver you from the lions? We must be found in a place of proper surrender and honor before the authorities. And then number three, finally, a believing spirit. Daniel was delivered from the lions because he had a believing spirit. Daniel 6:23, then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. There are believers today that have hurt upon them. They have hurt feelings. They're offended. They're no longer involved with God. They don't know if they can even trust God. They hope their salvation is secure. They want to go to heaven, but there's hurt in their lives. Something has happened. Some lions got hold of them. Something devoured them, took hold of their spirit. Maybe their holiness wasn't right. They weren't walking properly, and they opened themselves up to activities and entertainments that they thought, these things won't harm me, these things won't affect me. But little did they know that the lions took a bite out of them. They didn't have the strength they needed in the hour of temptation. There are Christians today that have hurt on them. But the Lord wants us to know that we can have victory over the lions. That it doesn't matter what powers of darkness, what temptation, what voices of men, what rejection of men, what abandonment, whatever circumstance comes, we can have victory over the lions. I was delivered out of the mouth of the lions. I will stand before the Lord. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. God wants to put the lion heart into us, the heart of the lion of the tribe of Judah, and give us victory. Sometimes we fall, but even when we fall or have fallen, we have in our spirit, "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I will rise again. You took advantage of me. Somehow I slipped, but it's not going to happen. Time and time again, I'm going to rise up in the power of the Lord." Daniel believed God. It says he was delivered. He was delivered because he believed in his God. We must have a believing spirit. Now, this is something we have to activate in our life, because sometimes our emotions are down and even our spirit can sag a bit. We have to activate, keep the fire on the altar of our hearts. We must build up ourselves, Jude says, on our most holy faith. Building up yourselves, strengthening yourselves. How does a believing spirit express itself? I believe above everything else that it is expressed by a person that is fervent, stretching out, yearning, longing after the Lord. Primarily, this speaks of the area of prayer, of seeking the Lord, that there's this believing spirit. We're trusting God. We're asking God to strengthen our lives. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is. That he is, he's present. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We can see the seeking of God, the prayer that's involved with believing. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must keep a believing spirit on our hearts. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do I build faith into my spirit? I have to hear. If anyone has ears, let him hear. The Bible says, open your ears to hear. Hearing comes by the word of God. So we have to open our ears, our spiritual ears, for a living word, for God to strengthen us. In times where we feel our faith is low, or we feel overcome by circumstances, we must go to the word of God at that point and say, "Lord, I need to hear. Put a living word in my ear." And out of it, we are strengthened and we can hold up in the particular trial, in the attack and assault that is against us, be it emotions, be it words, be it circumstances that come against our lives. Daniel had a believing spirit. Is your God able to deliver you out of the mouth of the lions? You can't help but hear an echo to Jesus' words in the Lord's Prayer, where he said, here's one of the components I want you to pray daily. Pray, "Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," or "the evil," or perhaps more literally, as some translations have, "deliver us from the evil one." Deliver us from Satan. Deliver us from demonic oppression on our lives. Deliver us in that warfare, Lord. Jesus said we should pray this daily. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. Deliver us, Lord. So we understand how much prayer is involved in that. Jesus said, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Watch and pray. Watching prayers must be on our life every day. We must bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, the Bible says. Every thought. Walking in a very conscious and deliberate way all day long in the presence of the Lord. Deliver us from the evil. Lead us not into temptation. Now, he's not talking there about testing, that we would be somehow alleviated from all trials of life. Because that's unscriptural to pray that. We know that the true saints are going to be purified and tested and made white. Amen. That we're going to have to prove out our faith before principalities and powers, and that as we prove out our faith, there is spiritual substance that goes down into our lives, and there is a great reward of the Lord for those who endure steadfastly under trial. What Jesus was saying, and one translation has, for you would not lead us into temptation. For you would not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's talking about a specific kind of temptation, and that is where we fall into sinful ways, or we fall from the standards of the Lord because of spiritual inattentiveness in our lives. We're not spiritually attentive. We're not prayed up. We're not worshiped up. We don't have the Word of God living in our spirit, and because of that, sometimes we can fall. Jesus said, I want you to pray every day. Lord, keep me from that kind of temptation. Deliver me from evil. Build up my spirit and make me strong. Make me strong. Daniel had a believing spirit. How important this is for us to overcome the lions and be delivered from the lions. We know that great scripture in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 of a man called Jabez, whose name meant pain. And he felt like there was pain all around in his life. He'd been called that by his mother because she bore him in such grievous circumstances. And that name kind of settled in his spirit. Nothing goes right for me. Everything falls apart. There's pain. Words are spoken. Will I ever come to some kind of victory? Will I ever get out of who I am? And what people have said about me and my circumstance of life and my personality. But the Bible says that he was more honorable than his brothers. He came to a point of decision in his life where he said, I will call on the God of Israel. I'm not going to endure this situation, this disposition that I carry any longer. I'm not content to live anymore with this pain that's all around me, in my mind and in my spirit. He said, I will call on the God of Israel. He began to call on the Lord. He said, God of Israel, bless me indeed. He began to ask for the blessing of the Lord. Bless me indeed. And Lord, let your hand be with me. Let your hand be with me. And Lord, that you would keep me from evil, that it would not grieve me, that it would not scar me, that it would not cut my life and carve me up, that evil would no longer have power over me to destroy me and bring me into such struggle. And the Bible says the God of heaven answered his request. God gave him what he requested. God will do that for every one of us. You see, it's not the circumstances. It's not the trial. It's not the voices of people. It's not abandonment. It's not circumstances. Those things are on the outside. Inside, God says, you are more than a conqueror in all these things. Take on the lion spirit of the Lord. Take on the life of God. Take on the word of the Lord and rule in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. This morning, is your God, who you serve continually, able to deliver you from the lions? The Apostle Paul said, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lions. No man stood with me. I was absolutely alone, he said, at the end of my life. No one stood with me, and yet the Lord stood with me. And the Lord strengthened me, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Today, I trust that the word of the Lord will rest in your heart. Daniel said there are three things that brought deliverance to him. He said, one, innocency before God. And today that we would examine our holiness, our purity of how we serve the Lord. How close do you want to be with the Lord? Walk with him all day long, fellowship and relationship. How close do we want to live with the Lord? Daniel said that holiness, that separation brought victory from the lions in my life. Perhaps today we need to address some carelessness or some drift in our spirit that's taken us away from the Lord, and now we feel the threat of darkness. Perhaps today, as the second point was, that there would be no hurt to the king, that there would be no hurt, no criticism, no accusation coming out of our lives against those that are placed in authority. in our families, in the land that we live in the house of God. Maybe we have to purge some words from our lips and our heart. Say, I'm not going to speak like that anymore. I want the protection of the Lord. I want the covering of the Lord on my life. I don't want to give any kind of food to the lions of darkness, that they could anyway devour my life. We walk in submission to authority. We walk in loyalty and honor and deep respect. And thirdly today, that we would believe God. We would believe God. Sometimes when we face trial or hardship, we pull away from the prayer rooms of the house of God. When our spirits are high, our hands are up, we're worshiping, rejoicing. When we come up against trial, all of a sudden our hands fall to our sides and we can't engage and enter in like we should. But the Bible says those are the times that we need to press on in the Lord, just like when we have times of victory. As Daniel believed his God, he said, I'm going to keep my spirit stretched out to the Lord. I'm going to keep zeal on the altar of my heart at all times. And he says, the Lord delivered me because I believed in my God. I believed. I had a believing spirit. It's easy to get discouraged, especially when there's prolonged trial in our life. But the Lord calls us to a believing spirit, that we come back into his presence no matter what has taken place in our life, that we draw close to his presence. Say, Lord, I'm going to believe your word. I'm going to trust you. You're going to build victory. You're going to build strength into my life. I'm going to have the assurance of your word and of your voice in me, and nothing will separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand together today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you move across our hearts, everyone in this place today, adjusting and confirming and correcting, monitoring us, Lord, that we can live in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for victory today, Lord. And Father, that every one of us, that nothing, Lord, would be able to undermine our faith, our tenacity, our loyalty to you and to the right processes of the Lord and the right ordinances of the Lord, people that are steadfast and sure. Give us that Daniel spirit, Lord. Lord, that Daniel anointing, Lord. We look on the page of the Word and we, Lord, are so impressed and blessed by this man of God, how he walked with you, Lord, all the days of his life. And we pray that his mantle and that precious anointing of the Holy Spirit would be upon us as well. We'd walk in a meticulous way, conscious of you and filled with your spirit at all times. In Jesus' mighty name. Perhaps you'd like to come to the altar today. Maybe there's an area of your life where you've strayed from the Lord, but today you want prayer from brothers and sisters. Maybe you haven't been in the house of God for a long time because warfare's been upon you and felt under such spiritual attack. The Lord wants to bring strength to you today. Don't leave the house of God without special prayer from brothers and sisters in Christ. If there's any area of need in your life, please, as we close out in the song today of worship, please make your way to the altars. Come and present yourself. People will be here to pray for you, to lift you up in the name of the Lord. Amen.